Blog Talk Radio.
Black men, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in this city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children. But we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up, calling all black men. Come join us, for we are the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, the Black Man's Army, and I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me, come stand with me, let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
And welcome back once again. And the reason I can say welcome back once again, can you believe that this is Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 5, verse 11 already? And let me tell you what it all stands for. That MAN is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. Wow, for those online in the chat room, listening on your smartphones, you can use that 646-478-0944. Call in and be heard. like our two brave phone callers at 216 and 216-389. I will get to you all very shortly, I promise you that. I just want to give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. That's when you can share certain things that you might want to get into and let people know what's on your mind as well. Okay, nah, I like how these phone lines are, like, lighting up and all of that. So I can tell you what's at stake right now for a lot of people on the line. Woo! Before I go to a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, I'm going to make this announcement and let people know. And you probably wonder, what does that have to do with anything? Let me at least explain. Art McCoy Radio Show is Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WERU 1490 a.m. And that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, this Sunday at 6555 Carnegie, it's the CD release party for the Black Man's Army album. That's right, Movement Music Volume 1, and a video shoot as well. So that's kind of why I wanted to make that announcement, because it goes with this top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. And for all those people online, this is what we're going to let you know what's going on with the top 10 and let you know it's the debut. Number 10, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, Queen Nana debuted back on there. Number 8, debut of Miss Cleto. Number 7, Moving Up, Eastside, bringing artists together. He's working out of town. Club promotions are crazy. Number 6, The Biggest Jump, Rob Cartel, Show You. Number 5, Moving Up, Never Be from Suave Gotti. Number 4, Moving Up, HJS Music, the force behind the Black Man's Army soundtrack. More on that in just a little bit. Number 3, Moving Up, Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams. You know he has thousands, well, they have thousands of YouTube views on some of their videos, so big shout out to them. Number 2, Moving Up, Black House Sounds. More on that in just a little while. Moving up to the top spot, the Black Man's Army CD release. You know, 15,300 heard this on the Black Man's Army bus, not to mention that they were heard going all the way out of town and back. So that's like a few hundred more. And that was just today. I'll get into that shortly. But the official CD was released, Movement Music Volume 1. I'm looking at the 216-486. This is what's on the line this evening. 10th phone call that we get to. You will not only win a BMA CD, your own personal copy, but you will also win like a $10 gift card. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the phone lines. I've run my big mouth long enough. I have a lot of other things I'll be talking about. And I'm going to start and see what's on the mind of that 216-213. How are you out there? 216-213. 3, 2, 1. And see, here's an example. I let folks know by fair warning that you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. It's never mandatory that you talk. I just like to come to people because you might have something to say that I feel is very, very equivalent to what's going on. Oh, wow. Look at it. More phone calls come up. I want to let people know some of the things that's coming up. Do you think I lied to you when I said you might need to have something to write down information with? Even I have to take down information, because if I don't, I'll get lost in a lot of the people who call up here. And I have a few more. So somebody's going to, like, win that Black Man's Army CD. I'm looking forward to that. And a $10 gift card. So with that being said, whoa, look at it, like, phone calls like that. I want to let people know, we'll give you the good news. The good news is, you know, about 3 weeks ago, maybe, a mother from Strongsville called our show. She said her son, Germany Johnson, had been charged with 4 counts just because his car stopped outside his home. And instead of the officers helping him out, they gave him 4 charges. And he could do up to 2 years plus in prison. Let me tell you what happened. Today, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, First Lady's Dynasty, Melanated News Media, Carl Stokes Brigade, Don Bryant went to Berea in a red, black, and green bus. People there got nervous, postponed the sentencing. Maybe that'll cause them to rethink on what they're doing. I also want to let people know that this coming Saturday, March the 19th, Saturday, March the 19th, 9 years too long, vigil for Angelo Miller, 5:30 p.m., Thurgood Marshall Rec Center at 8611 Huff Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. Following that, at 8 p.m., True Light Missionary Baptist Church, 1799 East 55th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. I love the fact that Tamiria Rice, that's right, Tamir Rice's mom, and about maybe 17, 18 mothers from out of town are coming to show support for Alicia Kirkman. And that's this Saturday, March 19th, 9 years too long, vigil for Angelo Miller, 5:30 p.m., Thurgood Marshall Rec Center. That's at 8611 Huff Avenue, where it's starting off. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44106. You know, I'm looking at so many phone calls coming in that before I take the next one, because this is real easy, I just want to say also, First Lady's Dynasty, St. Patrick's Day after party, Friday, March 18th, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., Stacker's Bar and Grill. That's 23098 Emory Road, Warrensville Heights, Ohio. Free admission, free food while it lasts. That's saying get there at 9 p.m. And First Lady's Dynasty, they do so much mentoring programs for young women and doing other good to see them still out there doing some great things. With that being said, we're going to see sooner or later who ends up being our number 10 phone caller this evening. And the only way to do that is to go to 216-389. You've been listening to me run my loud mouth. How you doing out there?
Good evening. This is Kristen representing Network for Neighborhood Success, and here's your weekly sports report. The Cavs are currently 47-18 and are in front of the Eastern Conference. The Golden State Warriors are killing everybody and are on pace to beat the Chicago Bulls' old record, which is 72-10. Now, if you currently have any questions, I will feel free to answer them with if they have to do with sports.
Man, it's been such a while that I've heard from you. I'm going to ask you, what's new for you, brother? What's new for you?
As far as me personally?
Yes, sir.
Well, I currently have I'm going to Arizona State for football. I signed for our scholarship for football there.
Full ride scholarship.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. Have you decided where you're going?
Alabama State.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it every time. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. And I'll tell you what, since you gave us some news like that, I'm going to ask you, what chances do you give the Cavs at least to maybe do you think will be effective in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference?
I do believe we'll be effective in the Eastern Conference. I just feel that as a team, we need to come together and build some type of camaraderie, and then I believe if that happens, then we'll be okay. Now, as far as beating the Western Conference, that might be a problem, but in the NBA, you never know. Last year, we almost won, and we didn't have all our starters. So, with all our starters being healthy, I feel that we can get, whether it be Golden State, the Spurs, Oklahoma City, or whoever comes out the West, a good chance to win.
Man, I appreciate you for calling in, and I appreciate you for definitely keeping on the grind and doing what needed to be done to make sure that you definitely received the education that was necessary. And we are going to follow your success because we expect you to be successful, brother.
All right, thank you. I really appreciate it, sir.
No problem. Hey, we're looking forward to hearing from you next week. As a matter of fact, before you go, your thoughts on the NCAA bracket. Who are you looking at?
Oh, man, it's hard. I like North Carolina, but for some reason I'm just really in love with Maryland. I just think they're not necessarily the sleeper team, but when you have a big man in Diamond Stone and a veteran point guard in Melo Trimble, I just believe that combination can eventually become deadly as far as them facing teams down the stretch. Diamond Stone can wear you out. He's like, what, 6'11", 7 foot, 250? That's he has an NBA body for college players, and man of my sports. That's he's in, he's only a freshman. And Melo Trimble is a sophomore, which could have went to the NBA draft last year, but decided to stay. And his play is unmatched right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, Duke's always in it. Like I said, North Carolina,
yes, sir.
Kentucky, Notre Dame, and Xavier down in,
okay,
I believe, Cincinnati. So, it'll pretty. So it's a couple good teams, but my pick personally, I'm picking Maryland.
All right, we're going to follow it all the way through, and thanks again for calling and represent, man. We missed you, but we see what you've been doing, and we're all proud of you.
Oh, I appreciate it. No, anytime.
No problem. You know, I'm looking forward to hearing from that brother next week. Before I go to that 216-702, it's always good to hear good news because you hear so much of the other. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let people know that you can check up on Black on Black Crime Incorporated on the blackonblackcleveland.com website. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter JR period on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I want to throw out one other thing and let people know that if you choose, and I think this is real nice, shoutcast.com. If you go to shoutcast.com, you type in Hood Tunes Radio 24 hours a day. You hear regional artists like some of the music that you hear on my show, but it's 24 hours a day. Just go to shoutcast.com and type in Hood Tunes Radio. And as I leave off on this, got to give a shout out to whohasthepower.com. I like that radio program very much. And I also want to, before I go to some of all of these phone callers, let people know that East Cleveland City Hall, this Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. might be the place to be because it's located 6:30 p.m. Right on the corner, 44112 Euclid Avenue, across from Windermere Rapids and rallies and all of that. You know, East Cleveland Councilman Wheeler put out a letter saying that Art McCoy, if he shows up, Gerald Struthers, and 44112 News will be put out of the meeting, a public meeting. That one, I have to definitely see if they're going to go against the Constitution. And so that is one of those things that's happening this coming Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. as the battle for East Cleveland rages on. Will it be the people or just the politicians that come out on top? And my money goes on the people. I also want to take the time to let people know that real quick, I just thank everybody who has definitely decided to tune in. And I'm not going to keep some people who've been on the line for a while like that 216-702. So 216-702, how are you doing out there?
I'm good, Al. How are you?
I am doing quite well. What's
good.
Going on with you?
So first of all, I wanted to thank everyone who showed up for the rally on Thursday in front of the Justice Center supporting Ruelle Saylor. It was a really good turnout, and I feel like we accomplished exactly what we wanted to and got the attention from the people that we wanted to. Thank you to everyone who showed up, including yourself.
I thank you because from looking out and seeing people from Black on Black Crime or Black Man's Army, First Ladies Dynasty, One Voice, I even saw like the candidate for office, Reverend Pinckney, but if I'm not mistaken, Ruelle Saylor was sentenced to life in prison for a crime he didn't even witness. There was no physical or DNA evidence linking Riel to this crime. Now, the man who did commit the crime admitted his own guilt and passed the polygraph test, stating that he himself committed this crime, and Riel was not present when the crime occurred. Riel passed the polygraph based on his innocence, and when you took that to current prosecutor Tim McGinty, what happened?
We submitted an application of innocence to his conviction integrity unit. They accepted the application in August, and about 2 weeks ago, they sent us a letter saying that he doesn't qualify. So we decided to have this rally at the Justice Center, you know, asking them what their process is. Why doesn't he qualify? He qualified 8 months ago. Why doesn't he qualify today? So Friday, Jose Torres, who is in charge of assigning the approved applications to an investigator, calls our attorney and asks her to have Ruel's family stop calling and coming to his office. They argued for an hour. He would not give her any information whatsoever as to how he investigated Ruel's case. He wouldn't tell her who he assigned to investigate. He didn't even know who he was speaking to, because at the end of the conversation, he said that he was going to contact Ruel's attorney. So our attorney said, I am his attorney. Who do you think you just contacted? Who do you think you've been talking to this whole time? This man has been in the prosecutor's office for almost 30 years, and he's never heard a major trial, a major case. So they've just thrown him into this conviction integrity unit, and he's got these applications collecting dust and crumbs on his desk, and he doesn't know what he's doing. So he just dismisses them, and that's what he did with Ruel. He dismissed his case without actually investigating it or taking it to the board. There is a panel of attorneys and prosecutors that are supposed to hear these accepted applications and rule whether or not they are, you know, approved or denied. That he never even sent it to them. So he's just throwing away these applications because he doesn't know what he's doing. So we want him and McGinty out of there.
I hear you. And I'm looking at this www.change.org. Can you tell us more about that, please?
It is, if you go to change.org and type in freedom for Ruel Saylor, or just Ruel Saylor, and that's Ruel Saylor. It is a petition to McGinty and his conviction integrity unit. It has his whole entire application from start to finish attached to the petition. You can see affidavits from people in support of Ruel. The victim's own family is supportive of his release, and the polygraph results from the two men who are involved in the case. You can go to that, read the information on the case, and then sign the petition just showing your support. You know, we're at about 900 signatures at this point, and, you know, we want it, you know, blown up. We, you know, share it on social media, and it's just really to bring awareness and you know, allowing people to read into the case and see that this is an innocent man who has spent 13 years in prison, and we don't want him in there any longer.
I appreciate everything you just said. I appreciate what you and the family did, because before you get off the phone, I've said it before, but I want to just put it out there on the air on this particular program, that when you came for help, you had your facts straight. You had everything in line, and it helped so much. And it was so beautiful that when we came down, a lot of us came down to support you. You had so many people on your end, friends and family that believe in his innocence, and the facts that were there. You all had flyers to hand out to people and all of that. So I just want to say thank you very much. And again, if they want to go, what site can they go for anything else?
It is change.org and you can type in Freedom for Ruel Sailor or just Ruel Sailor, and that's RuelSailor.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And if you do hold on to the line, you might hear something else that you like.
Thanks.
No problem. Thank you very much. And the one thing that I want to just add in is we sometimes get so many complaints, but it was so important to look out there and have somebody like Brother Art, who went toe-to-toe, and none of us went to jail, as he let people know that we may be out in the rain, but the sheriff's department, you can't stop us and tell us not to march on the Justice Center that we as taxpayers own. And for me, I just want to add in at one less than a minute, for those who don't like what we do, you can always come down, join us, and offer what's your next strategy to go along with us. Because right now, we don't need Facebook activists or Facebook strategists. Just shut up, because I definitely wasn't there to endorse, but I was there to definitely indict Tim McGinty for what he hadn't done. Before I go to my next phone call of 216-486, then 216-209, a couple of other phone callers that I see on the phone line, I want to always just give the numbers out to 646-478-0944. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's Emacs and the Mindset. And then there's the 646-478-0944, Fridays and Saturdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Emacs usually deals with music business 101. And you know, since I have like 2.5 minutes, give me time enough to get on this 10-foot ladder on my soapbox and say that, boy, by definition, young male, human, or adolescent. When he turns into an adult, he's described as a man. Now, girl, female, human form from birth through childhood and adolescence. The attainment of adulthood when she becomes a woman. Friend. Friendship is a relationship of mutual affection between two or more people. So a boy, young man, or adolescent. Girl, birth to childhood, adolescent, not adulthood. So a lot of you know me as Al Porter, man on the street, music, activism, news, Black on Black Crime Incorporated president. I am not a relationship expert. With that being said, how many of my listeners out there are having problems with their boyfriend or girlfriend in their relationship? Let's narrow it down. How many adults are having problems in their relationship with their boyfriend or girlfriend? Some of you are nodding yes. I got it. Here's my question to you adults. Why the hell have a boyfriend or girlfriend if you're trying to have a serious relationship, especially as an adult? Think about it. A boyfriend, take you to McDonald's, probably wants to know what's on TV like Empire. Who's better, Kanye or Lil Wayne? Ask him for a ring? Well, a boy might buy you one of those ring pops. Now, a man friend might get a ring for your finger, talk about building for your future. Now, if you have a girlfriend, girl, child, you know, female child, might want to go out and eat. You buy her a phone, you know, hot for sex, all right. But a woman friend talks about building her significant other up, building for the future, looking at how to save. So the next time someone complains about their girlfriend or boyfriend and they're 21 and older, I'm just going to look at them. I acted like a boy. You know, coming up East 117th and Miles West 93rd Madison. No more acting like a boy on my part. Think about it, everybody. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-486. I'm putting off my stepladder. I'm getting off the soapbox. I apologize. 216-486, you've listened to me run my mouth for too long. How are you doing out there, 216-486? 216-486, going once, going twice, and you just called to listen as well. And I appreciate that. Either that or you're mad at me because you either have like this boyfriend or girlfriend, who knows what's going on, and I apologize. Well, not really. But before I go to that 216-209, uh-oh, somebody's probably calling to tell me a few things about myself because the phone lines are filling back up. I have a feeling somebody really, really wants the Black Man's Army CD as well as the $10 gift card. And they probably, I'm not even going to tell you what number we're going on. I told you at the beginning of the program, you should have paid attention. But it's looking like we're getting where we need to be. With that being said, before I go to the 216209 phone line, I want to let people know that you can go to Blog Talk or Facebook, D-Gambit Radio, or I Am a Superwoman Radio, Bored and Restless, Miss Contagious. Definitely some interesting radio programs. Let people know where you heard it from, please. And then Mondays, well, you kind of missed it because it happened earlier, but Monday, 2 a.m., The Butter Show is on WRUW.org, 91.1 FM, Cleveland Standard Time. That's 2 a.m., Ohio Hip Hop Awards-related programming. So let me see what's going on with this 216-209. How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. You know I got to call in every week.
I appreciate that very much, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, we got a lot of good things in the works. I know a lot of people just seen that post a couple days ago. Yes, we are getting ready to drop the Keep Praying video. And then
okay.
We just a couple videos by a couple different artists in the city of Cleveland as well. One of them by the name of OG Disco, his video just dropped a day or two ago. We got another artist by the name of Melvin Nolan. His will be dropping real soon. These are videos by all our production teams. So some of them by Black Odyssey production team, and some of them are by the TV media team that we work with as well. So we're out here helping a lot of artists and putting music out here as well. So like you said in our interview, you can't move around without thinking about helping where you came from. So this is what it's all about, just trying to give back to the community, helping people there, and then pushing ourselves around as well, too. So.
I got you, man. And by you doing that, how is contact information? How can we check out what you're doing? Join the movement and all that, man. Add to your numbers, man.
Well, you can start by Googling Black Odyssey, spelled BLAQODESSY, and then a whole bunch of YouTube videos going to pop up once you Google that name, and you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus. We also on
Netflix.
We also on GetRightMusic.com. And pretty much everywhere else that you can think of, that if our music is there, and follow that name and that link, it will take you there.
Man, I appreciate that very much, and I always appreciate just you getting out and doing what you're doing. We look forward to different collaborations and following and promoting your movement.
Oh, thank you so much. And for all the people that just want to hear me say something about the shows, yes, they are coming around in another month. So just be prepared. We will be starting talking about getting these shows back up going again to help artists get a free
nice
music video. And Al Porter will be your host, everybody. So just want to put that out there.
I appreciate that very much, man. If you hold a line, I'm sure we'll be able to find a couple of things that you might like.
I sure will.
Thank you very much. You know something, I'm very thankful for the phone calls that we have coming in. Before I go to that 216-406, and then I'm looking at that 216-337, what I'm looking at doing before I do all that good stuff, because I'm very, very thankful for what is happening so far today. I want to take the time. I know some people might get a little bit upset with what I'm about to do next. But like I say, before I go to that 216-406, I just want to take the time, get me out. Let's see, only an 8-foot ladder for this soapbox. Only an 8-foot one. I want to say, to be honest, a lot of us, we're all guilty for Donald Trump's success, because a majority of us don't know what America's biggest import and export is. We use it every day, and it numbs us down. It's called entertainment. Entertainment from cell phones, music, sports, TV, movies. So a lot of us are guilty of Donald Trump's rise, even if you're a Democrat. I mean, y'all loved it. People loved him, even when he said something about Mexicans, Muslims. I mean, he never differentiated between Farrakhan or millions of law-abiding Muslims who are already over here, calling certain women's names, recently paying for a supporter who sucker-punched or sucker-elbowed a man being let out by police. Now, a lot of people will say, wait a minute, black, white, Latino, they still loved him no matter what. I mean, he rose because a lot of them say, look, we hate his messages, but we might vote for him, laugh at him, take up for him because of entertainment. And Donald Trump, like it or not, is very smart because he knew how to tap into certain things. A lot of people equate him with beauty pageants or The Apprentice. There are a lot of black people who will tell you, well, Donald's cool by saying things like, well, he's that dude who said you're fired. Or he's cool with Dennis Rodman, Arsenio, Omarosa. He's comical. Now, Donald's not stupid, like I said. He used entertainment to connect, but he also says he's an outsider. Outsider who's rich, made business deals, made it through bankruptcy. I don't know how much of an outsider he is. And he also isn't stupid. Because there were a lot of people protesting outside the IX Center. There's a lot of people that I know who are outside, like Carl Stokes Brigade, Revolution Books, too many to name a few, Black Lives Matter. But there were about five different times inside that protesters, they jumped out of line. But as a person who's active, I take notes from the inside events, and I went on the inside to see things for myself, front row, and I was surprised how smooth Donald is. It's kind of scary because after he spoke, it was like a rock and roll feel to it. He's basically a rock star because an hour afterwards, instead of just 15 to 20 minutes, he signed autographs. He turned around and acknowledged those who were behind him. Some people say Rubio, who's a presidential candidate for Republicans, you know, they say he started disrespecting Trump a few weeks back, that he likes hip hop. Okay, but Trump brought that hip-hop feel with him because he started attacking everybody last year. So once again, Donald Trump, he isn't dumb. He spoke to us in a language we understand, entertainment, and a lot of us went for it. With that being said, I'm going to go to 416-216-406 to see what's on your mind. 216-406.
Would that be me, Brother Al?
Yes, that would be you.
you switched it up. You did the first three instead of the last one. Don't confuse me. I can't think like that. Oh, my goodness. As you can tell, I'm pleased as punch to be a caller on your show, Brother Al. Bless you. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, to the superwoman herself. How what's going on with you?
Oh, everything and then some. But more than anything, I was laid up with a little virus today, but I'm feeling better, thank God. And I'm ready to get out first thing in the morning and vote. If I don't vote, you won't hear from me no more this year. Because, hey, either I vote up or I shut up. I've got a choice.
Gotcha.
And I think I'd rather vote up. I'd rather vote up. You know,
I hear you.
If we don't, it's a sad state of affairs that people talk, and there's no action behind their lip service. You know, voting is the it's a right. It's not a privilege. It's a right. It's a God-given right to voice our opinions in all the critical issues that are going on in this country. And if we don't exercise our rights, we don't say nothing to me. If I find out you didn't vote, I'm deleting you all around.
Ooh. Ooh, got you. I got you.
Yep.
That's serious.
Yeah, if you don't vote, it's serious. It's serious. You know, this is one of the craziest elections I've ever seen. I've never seen a circus like this before in my life. And I've been voting for a long time. And I've been to circuses, but I'm seeing it just unfold right before my eyes. The craziness, the insanity, the foolishness that is going on in this country. You know, we need to be ashamed of ourselves. We really need to be ashamed of ourselves to continue to let this go on. And you hit the nail on the head. We promote it by watching this foolishness, this entertainment,
right.
Say. You know, if we could have shut Trump down a long time ago, if we had just stopped feeding into his madness. He stopped giving him an audience. We gave him an audience. And what do entertainers do when they got an audience? They entertain.
Then he entertained, unfortunately.
Yeah, what do clowns do? They clown.
That is so true. It is true, yes.
Wow.
I agree. I know you have the I voted stickers and all of that, but I'm going to ask you, how did everything go for Sister Cassandra Wilson?
Cassandra McDonald. She's
McDonald,
going
okay,
to
thank
be
you.
Our next state representative for District 8, which encompasses Beechwood, South Euclid, East Cleveland, and District 10 in Cleveland. And she's been hosting several fundraisers. I was honored to broadcast live from her event last Wednesday at Massimo's de Milano over on West 25th. It was classy.
Nice.
It was informative. Mm-hmm. People gave their personal testimonies of how they feel, of why they feel that she should be our next District 8 state rep. Her mom was there, her fiancé, her children. It was, you know, other political figures were there. And, I mean, the food was off the frickin' hook.
It always is. As a matter of fact, wait a minute.
Woo.
If you can do all of this with your radio program, then you need to tell everybody about your radio programs as well.
Oh, wow. The I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. In fact,
okay.
I just got off the line for, I'm just finished supporting one of the newest members of my network, Sylvia Brock Williams. She just had the most awesome guest, Sarah Olson, who talked about budgeting, the importance of budgeting, taking financial responsibility for yourself, saving money. You know, stop this unnecessary spending. Put that candy bar down. Get out of Starbucks. You know, make your own coffee. Eat something fresh. Get some fruit, you know. She talked about a wealth of things, you know, different apps that you can use to track your money that connects with your bank account, where it will give you an alarm and say, oh, you don't need that. You're spending too much in certain areas. You need to stop it. So she provided us with some awesome information. And I've got the Savvy Pro Show and the Dear Kiki Show. And we're just moving and shaking. The I Am a Superwoman radio show, my personal show, airs on Friday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 845-277-9243. Then on Sunday, I give God all the glory with a full hour of praise and worship music, 8 o'clock p.m. on Sundays. You can call in, same number, or you can log in, just sit back and listen and take in a fresh breath of fresh anointing to get your week kick started right. That's what I've been doing.
I can tell that, and we appreciate that. Definitely, if you hold a line, I'm sure we'll have something for you to hear.
All the time, every time. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, before I do anything else, I know that I'll be going next to the 216-337, and I can say I appreciate that. Uh-oh, have one more. Somebody did a return phone call. That's 216-450, but I didn't get a chance to talk to them the first time, so that's good. They came back. But before I go to 216-337, give me about, it won't take me that long, I promise. I'm going to pull out my 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. Last week, Thursday evening, and before I say that, because it happened after the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which happens Thursday at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Now, anyway, last week, Angela Woodson invited the Inner City Republican Movement out for Candidates Night. And it was a Democratic affair, but they were nice. They had a lot of Republicans and others who came through, and I was able to invite people I knew, including Democrats, because, hey, we all better work in unity. Now, presidential candidate Reverend Pinckney was there, Black Man's Army, First Lady's Dynasty, LaVita Murray, from the Million Women's March, and you had a lot of judges there and some state reps, plus Mike O'Malley, who's running for prosecutor against Tim McGinty. Now, the highlight of the night was Councilman Jeff Johnson, yes, my ward, 10, in a debate representing Hillary Clinton against a woman who represented Bernie Sanders. Now, promoter Big Man, Vince Robinson, also of the Jazz Poets. So, you know, Vince Robinson, legendary Jazz Poets member, excellent camera person, promoter Big Man, and myself, we had the same sentiments. How could the local NAACP chapter be so stupid to have a surrogate presidential debate when you have the real ones on TV? And you have people ask them questions when you have real judges, state reps, candidates were there, as well as a prosecutorial candidate. The NAACP, in my opinion, missed a golden opportunity to hold these candidates' feet to the fire and get the community more involved on a more local level. Because let's face it, you can tell people all the time, don't just vote for the president, vote for the judge, vote for this, vote for that, vote for the other. But until you set that example needed to be set at that event where you could have gotten them involved and say, you know something, I'm going to vote now below just a presidential ticket, and I'm going to do the same thing in November. So I left, like, really befuddled. It was a shame. I also want to climb off the soapbox, and climbing off, shout out to Black House Sounds and Man in the Street. Look for us to be in an upcoming film, kicking some knowledge, maybe beating some folks down, putting some whippings on people. But it's a definite hood film where we'll be kicking knowledge and teaching. Film by my man, D-Lo Productions, Sleazy Productions, and the music on that particular soundtrack will definitely feature a few songs from us as well. Now, climbed off the soapbox, I can go to 216-337. Oh, number 9. We're getting there on the phone calls. 216-337. Are you there?
Hello. Hello there, sir.
Yes,
how
are you doing?
I'm well.
I'm
thank
doing
you.
Well,
thank
and you? Good.
Doing fine. I was glad to see Black Man's Army out in Berea today in Black on Black Crime out in Berea. We had a good standing for someone who was unjustly stopped by the police. And we're going to have to go back in 3 weeks. They had, I don't know whether they saw the people there and they just changed their mind and decided they, the court that is, decided they wanted to do a pretrial.
I got you.
Oh, you know, oh, this is a pretrial. Oh. So now we got to mobilize ourselves again in 3 weeks. But, you know, we can do that, right?
Right, right.
So, yeah. I mean, a man was stopped. He ran out of gas. And Strongsville Police is what it was. And he's in Berea mm-hmm. Court. Strongsville Police stopped him, harassed the family, handcuffed the young man in front of his son. So, you know, I know we talked about a woman called in last week on this case, or 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? So
yes,
that's
sir.
What I
yes,
heard
sir.
About it. So I appreciate your show, and I'm so glad I tuned into Art McCoy's show as a reminder of today's court case. So I was able to join them. What's going on? What's going on today? We did an interview on the militarization of police in front of the Justice Center today, and the lack of transparency is what I spoke of coming out of the mayor's office. No transparency on what's being purchased with the $50 million. What kind of military equipment they're going to bring in, surveillance equipment to survey and infiltrate the activists that are trying to, you know, mobilize some sort of voice, you know, let our voice be heard during the RNC, the Republican National Convention. And, you know, we just really went. Even a city council, Al, you know, hasn't heard really what the mayor has got in store. They got 2,000 sets of riot gear. They got 2,000 collapsible batons. They got fencing that they're going to be renting or buying to
pull in wow.
cages, you know, so you can have your free speech inside of a cage. Okay, thank you so much. Well, we're not going to let that happen.
Wow. No, we are not. No, we are not. I appreciate you for letting us know that information.
Yeah. We're going to meet Thursday with the Civil and Human Rights Coalition at the MLK Library, Martin Luther King Library and University Circle, 3:30 p.m. to put forth an ordinance. We're working on an ordinance to ensure our civil rights for that week of the Republican National Convention. And we also want demilitarization after the RNC leaves. We don't want the Cleveland police
okay.
keeping all this riot gear and all this. We don't need this here. We don't break windows in Cleveland. We haven't seen any protests
True.
With broken windows. Have you in 50 years?
No.
All right.
Not at all. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Man, and I appreciate you for making that trip and
hey,
all of that and for just being
meeting,
out there on the front line.
Let me give you that phone number
yes.
In case people want to join that meeting and can't find me or something, we're going to be in the downstairs
okay.
at MLK Library. Don Bryant, mm-hmm. 216-337-6760. That's 337-6760.
Thanks once again. And if you hold the line, I promise you, hey, no problem. No problem. As a matter of fact, like he said, that's one of the real ones doing something. So that's that 216-337-6760. Before I take this next phone call, I'm looking at the 216-450. You're looking at number 10. This ought to be interesting. I just want to let people know that the Survivors of Violence Concert 2016 and event, you're going to have Men at Large, Original Rude Boys, Ezzy, Humble G, Big Moochie, Affinity, Host Big Hef, Gospel Star, Bronson Landrum. That's, well, we're going to put it like this. It starts off like May 13th. May 13th for high school students. Noon to 2:30 p.m. It's a teen summit sponsored by The Move, Music Over Violence Experience, brainchild of Dennis Cash. And it'll be at John Adams High School, 3817 Martin Luther King Drive, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105. Now, as far as the concert, May 13th, definitely. Through the 14th, 4 to 10 p.m., Survivors of Violence Concert, Cleveland State University, 1899, and this is all ages family show. So May 13th, 4 to 10 p.m., Cleveland State University, 1899 East 22nd Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. So if we're looking at the 13th and 14th, it's free, but you must have a ticket. If you would like a ticket, and you wonder why I told you to have something to write the takedown information. 216-324-4802. That's 216-324-4802. Or 330-622-1174. Black on Black Crime Incorporated is one of the sponsors, Def Jam Recordings, quite a few others, including Voice at Radio, Cleveland State University. Now, Thursday, May the 12th, for high school students, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame kickoff, and that is like 1 to 2:30 p.m., and it's just it's a definite team summit on that Thursday. And so those are just a couple of things that are coming up. I also want to let people know, since I can do that and I have a little bit of time, I just want to say that you can catch up with Kicking It with Kim, which is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on MyLoudRadio.com. And I think I will let people know that Saturdays at midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 216 Radio, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. So now, let's see who this 10th person is at 216-450 and see if they even remember what was on the line. 216-450, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Brother Al?
I'm doing well. Do you remember what was so important about being number 10 tonight?
Truthfully, I actually do not.
Well, because you're honest, I guess since I had a number, I can hit you back at a later time and let you know right now that courtesy of HJS Music, you have won a copy of Black Man's Army CD release, Volume 1 on Movement Music, and a $10 gift card.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Whoop, whoop.
You know, so
well,
now what's going on out there with you?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. I know it's people in line, and we have like 4 minutes left. So I just really want to emphasize how important your votes are,
okay,
not to be racial, but at this point in time, I really am stressing the Black vote and the importance of our need to come out as a community and stand up for what's right and just and fair. I personally have, you know, candidates that I am backing. Truthfully and honestly, I have started my own,
mm-hmm,
you know, Rock the Vote issues on my Facebook page, and I'm really encouraging everybody to come out tomorrow between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. at their local voting polls. If you don't know where to go, please go to down on 22nd Street and Euclid. And that's in Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I want people to think strategically as well. Ohio is a toss-up state for Governor Kasich, as well as Donald Trump. And for a lot of us who are Democrats, we might need to switch over to Republican to ensure, and this is my personal opinion, that Mr. Trump does not take Ohio. So personally, we need to think about who we're voting for and why, and understand the ramifications that are going to come after these people are elected and after these people are given their party's official stamp of approval. So if we don't show up tomorrow, then trust and believe it's your fault if it goes the wrong way. And we cannot afford. We're already getting slain in the middle of the streets, killed. We already have to look over our shoulders when we're getting pulled over by police and praying that we don't get killed when we are in their custody. So we need to stand up and let our voices be known, because we are not the minority anymore. We are the majority, and we need to come out in force. So I'm going, let's
Thank
go, Kasich.
I got you.
Thank you.
Trust me, you're more than welcome. And where can we go, like, find on site for what you started already?
Well, for what I started,
like you have a movement.
Well, yes, I just, you know, I made an event, and it's Rock the Vote Super Tuesday, and it's www.facebook.com/events, or you can come and check me out, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Alanda, A-L-A-N-D-A, Sales, S-A-L-E-S. You can friend me. You don't have to friend me. I'm open to the public because, hey, you know, you have to be able to find people who are sharing positive things or just are really open, and that I consider that to be myself. So you can go on my page, look up my event, see what I'm posting, and let's just get informed. Don't just take my word for it. Go to these people's websites and see what they're talking about. You know, look them up. Look
Thank
up Casey.
You.
Look up Bernie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Right.
We appreciate you.
Blessed love and life.
All right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what. Just so you know, I didn't just talk about it. we're going to talk about entertainment. We'll leave you out with this.
Kilroy, the sheriff. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad, she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
Kind of sad how true that song is, isn't it? Talk to you all next week.